Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Never has so much of what Donald Trump is doing been so misunderstood by so many.
Mm-hmm.
We are not at war with Venezuela. What is Trump doing? Well, the first thing to know, to tell all your liberal friends and maybe people who are still listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the first thing to tell them is everything Trump has done here, 100%. And I heard in your news, obviously, the, you know, limiting Trump's war powers.
Yeah, the senators, yeah.
Yeah, in the Senate. And it's just a resolution, okay? Yeah. It doesn't even actually have any teeth. And he could veto it anyway, and I'm sure he will. But it is something of a betrayal by these five Republicans. Most disappointed in Rand Paul and Josh Hawley. The other Republicans here, Susan Collins is a Republican from a Democrat state. She shouldn't even hold the seat, so I usually let her off the hook. And Lisa Murkowski is a Democrat.
Well, yeah, there's no...
Yeah, masquerading as a Republican. Whatever Trump does, she's going to vote no. She doesn't even read the language, okay? So, but what is going on here, okay? Never has so much been misunderstood by so many. Everything Trump has done here, he had a court order for. He went through the legal process. What has Trump done here? War, he did war. He did some war things. Okay, what war things did he do? Well, there's two parts of this, okay? Part number one, Maduro had indictments, went in and got Maduro. Panama style. Long history of this in America. We're pretending there's not, but okay. What's the other thing he's done here? Well, he's got a blockade on Venezuela with warships with our Navy. That's war. That's war. No, he got a court order for that too. He did it completely legally. How did he do it legally, Lee? Because he's using the powers Congress gave him in the sanctions. And I've seen people with heads full of boxes, rocks on our side. Roxes. See, look, I just look at my head is scrambled this morning. I'm so upset about this.
Yes.
He is enforcing sanctions with the powers Congress gave him in the sanctions. And these sanctions date back to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Trump. Sanctions on Venezuela. Sanctions on Iran, sanctions on Russia. What was going on in the ports of Venezuela is a massive oil trafficking operation with all the sanctioned oil running through there. And they're mixing it up and mixing it around and sending it out, making an absolute mockery of us. Trump said, no more. Thank you, Congress, for the powers you gave me in the sanctions. I'm going to go to court to get the order so it's legal. He did. And now he's sitting there blockading Venezuela completely legally. And anyone pretending otherwise is lying to you or a Democrat or both. It's not hard. It's just not hard. At the same time, you've got this really bizarre juxtaposition of even people on some on our side, the weasels, but also Democrats going, no war, no war. But also take out the Venezuelan leadership.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Yeah, please.
It's so hypocritical. But you left him in place. Well, yeah, because it's not a war. It's a warrant for the arrest of Maduro. Now, listen to Trump yesterday. And I've only just really in the last 24 hours really begun to grasp what he's doing here, what Trump's doing here, because we've never seen it before.
Early this morning, President Trump says Venezuela is releasing large numbers of political prisoners as a sign of, quote, seeking peace. The commander-in-chief writing, quote, because of this cooperation, I have canceled the previously expected second wave of attacks, which looks like it will be not needed. However, all ships will stay in place for safety and security purposes.
Okay. What is going on here? It's actually incredibly fascinatingly. Yesterday it came out that the Venezuelan production of oil has ground almost to a halt. And why is that? Well, we've got the blockade going. They can't move the oil out.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Oil sanctioned. They're not supposed to move it out.
Yeah, they've got nowhere to put it.
Yeah, they've got nowhere to store it because it won't move out. It was only moving out illegally anyway. Where was it going? China? Mm-hmm. Oh. Sucks for China. Because that oil that was running through those ports illegally, Russian oil, Iranian oil, changing hands, and the Venezuelan oil makes up 70% of the oil consumed by China. They're really screwed this morning, aren't they? Now, here's the thing everybody's missing here in the brilliance of this. Marco Rubio came out and said, we have our own oil. We don't need their oil. Well, we do. We have a lot of oil, but it's light, sweet crude. The best kind. You run stuff with it, right? What we don't have is the heavy viscous oil that Venezuela has. We actually do need that oil.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The refineries on the Gulf are built for it. And what you do with that, you build things with that oil. It's very valuable. We don't need it to run anything. We're fine. We've got a glut. We're the world's largest producer. But we need the other kind of oil. Our refineries on the Gulf are built to refine it. I guarantee you the next announcement from Trump's going to be the money I'm taking by forcing Venezuela to give the oil to me, I'm going to sell it market value, which is more than they're getting now. I'm going to sell it. Some of it I'm going to give to Venezuela. Some of it I'm keeping. He's going to put that money back in those refineries. Well, that's stealing. No, it's not. We've got the ConocoPhillips and Exxon have international court judgments against Venezuela for $12 billion. That was stolen by Maduro.
Well, they seized their property. The Venezuelans took it.
They took it.
They nationalized American companies that were there and took it.
Yes. And so they are owed $12 billion international courts. Trump's going to recoup that. There's going to be, which you're going to watch, the blockade's going to sit there. We're going to take the oil. We're going to up. See, here's the thing. Two weird things happen at the same time. Remember when the left was telling us there's no more oil?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we discovered like the fracking technology and all of that. Well, that Gulf Coast refineries that were built to refine the Venezuelan oil and the heavy oil, which we used to have a lot of, right? They were never updated. And we used to have a lot running through there. They were never updated and upgraded because, one, we thought there wasn't going to be any more oil. And then Venezuela kind of fell out and we didn't have any move in, right? Trump's going to upgrade those refineries, going to upgrade all of the Venezuelan oil infrastructure in Venezuela. He's going to send the money way more than the people had before to the people so he can bypass the corrupt government. That's why he's not replacing the government with Machado right now. Now, watch this. She was the one who actually won the election. All of the Euro weenies want Machado. That's why Trump doesn't want her. She's not a communist, so we like her better, but she's a globalist. She's a problem. So she's going to get sidelined for right now because we've got her right. We've got the leader of Venezuela right where we want her. And that's why Trump can say, hey, release the political prisoners. He could tell them to do whatever he wants. He's got total control right now. What we're going to do was brilliantly laid out by Glenn Beck. Trump is about to have his own OPEC.
We never go to war for oil. We all know we all went to war for oil, okay? Trump came in and said, enough of this, and applied common sense. We're not going to fight over oil anymore. We've got our own oil. But what did he do? He is now making deals all over the world to make sure that we're controlled. Like OPEC used to control the world's oil. Our hemisphere is going to control the Western world's energy. Not OPEC. Us.
We don't have to kiss the Saudi ring anymore if this works out. We'll control it. That's why yesterday, what was he floating through Congress? 500% tariffs against anybody who buys the Chinese oil. He's isolating China, taking their oil, which was really stolen first by the communist in Venezuela, stolen from the people. He's taking it back. He's going to give it to the people. He's also taking it from China. All of this is legal. He's enforcing the sanctions. It's brilliant. It is like next level 15-dimensional chess brilliant. And you're watching it all go down. We need dual too. We might as well have it, not China. So that's what he's doing. Take a listen to what's coming next.
President Trump is slated to meet with big name oil executives later today to discuss the plan for action for Venezuela's large oil reserves. And the president remained clear last night with Sean Hannity about what he wants these oil companies to do.
They're going to go in. They're going to rebuild the whole oil infrastructure. They're going to spend at least $100 billion. And it's an unbelievable oil that they have and an unbelievable quality of oil and amount of oil.
When they nationalized the oil industry in Venezuela, going back to the 1920s, yeah. American companies had invested billions.
We built it.
Yeah. All of it.
And then it was taken away from us.
Stolen.
It was stolen from us. I just took it back.
Joining me now to break this meeting down is American.
I just took it back. It's all legal. So, folks, you are watching the greatest geopolitical shift in political power around energy in my lifetime. He's writing a script that's never been done before. I would love to know who actually came up with this. Yeah. But what about what Democrats are saying and some idiot Republicans? We don't have control of Venezuela. We can't. Oh, yes, we do. I'll explain how. Next. Folks, I'm not saying this is going to work or even work perfectly. I don't know. But what I am saying is, the plan is brilliant.